You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Centre.
Yeah. So, well, not exactly that. It's not her fault. Not her fault. No, it's not her fault. I did tell her to don't pay, wait for my instructions, but he texted and saying, hey, I've spoken to Jay, just forward me this. So it was a bit sneaky about what he did. I've had a go at him for that. It was an ad, you know, it did happen sort of without me. Yeah, anyway, doesn't matter. It's happened. I can't stop it. So that money will be secured anyway. So my choices are buy the rest of the equity in the property and continue to pay the rent, or lend him, or he sells the property, or lend him more money and pay the rent, and that'll buy another year in rent for you. And then the money will run out. So they either, you know. Yeah, it's not a great situation. So. Yeah, so. That I won't make a decision. No, it's not that. It's just desperate and was, I said, Gary, what did you spend the money on? So I've got all the financials of the business. I've gone through everything with him. He hasn't really blown it. He's just hasn't cut costs and kept going and thinking that sales were going to turn around, and they don't turn around because it just takes forever to do this kind of things, you know. So no, she lives in fantasy land. Yes. A friend that no one's ever heard of. You got fucked. Oh, arrogant. Yeah. Yes. Poo poo. Yeah. Gary is organized, but Gary has lived in that. Gary has kept the business bleeding money for way too long, and they were funded by the other business up until sort of February, March, April. About April they got cut off, right? So they were doing okay at that point because they had the income from there, and then that income stopped, and then Gary's lived off the money I've given him. But I'm like, but that should have lasted you a lot longer, and he's paid down some of his debt, but he's got debt and he was bleeding money and he's drained it and now left himself high and dry. Fucking satellite ears. Look, it has some leg, but it's just a hard slog. I have only invested in the property. But the problem is that $31,000 is 7 months of rent, right? So what my three, I had 4 years of rent. Now I'm down to two years and seven months without that. With, if I have to buy him out of the equity of the property, then I'm down to 1 year. So that's the issue. And then you won't have an income in time to pay the rent. You'd have to pay the mortgage in a year. No, you wouldn't. No, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I said to him. I said, mate, you need another income stream. This can't. This was never what I agreed to. I'd agreed to the property because I believed in giving you a place to live, and I was prepared to give up my money and money for that purpose. And that's as far as I was going to go. And I never agreed to invest in the business, so that's never been something I would invest in because it's not worth shit. I'd put 50 grand into crypto, I would have doubled my money by now. So I, this was always the issue from the beginning with the property because of the situation, you know, it was a convenience at the time, but I always knew the risks, and these were the risks, that he would want to, he'd need more money, and then he'd want to sell. I have to either buy him out, or I have to fund him out, one of the two, so. Yes, understood, and unless you have an income support. But you may be able to get some income, at least $1,000 or $1,500 a week. From, if the sales do improve over the next 3 to 6 months, then you would have the income to support half of the rent, and that would drag us out. That's all I need. So there is a way through it, but it's a double down risk. That's what the problem is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're not ripped off because we haven't lost the money. And the property's gone up in price, so we haven't lost the money because one of the ones in that block just sold for $795. So. Well, he was going to rent somewhere for you in the eastern suburbs. But same problem is, you know, you'd have to rent somewhere and then you sublease it, and then we have to pay that rent. And that is it. That's, yeah, those are the three options. Yeah, look, I prefer you living there. You got a new apartment, and I prefer that we own it. We own it, and we rent it, and we have it, you know. So that was always the investment for me because it's a stable investment. So So I said to him, if I was on the outside, I could turn around and make more money, but Gary, I can't make more money from here. Any drugs will do that, and I'm not prepared to do that. So, because he's tried to spend all his time and money on this business, which is fine, but as I said to him, I've been down this track many times, and I know that this will take a lot longer than you think to make the money that you needed to make. So you need another income, you need to get on Centrelink, you need to get... So they've sorted that out at least in certain ways. Nina's got income protection insurance, we've activated that, and Gary's got Centrelink, single parent or whatever, he's activated that. So they'll have a base income, so they're not bleeding the company week in, week out to pay the rent. But they have to hustle, they have to put the skates on, and they have to double sales. So can it be done? Maybe, but... You know. No, it ain't. It isn't. Easy. But they've only just started at it. So you guys have only been trying to sell for three months. So. Yeah. Yeah, hi, welcome, and thank you, and yeah. Yeah, it's arriving in a brown paper bag. A brown paper bag. Yeah, right. Addressed to nobody, yeah. Right, yeah, they just go, you guys are a jerk. Yeah, no, just, yeah. But the roof's not coming off, Rachel. One way or another, it's a year off, or it's 2 years off. So it's not a today problem. You're not getting kicked out. The money is there to pay the rent for the next 2 years, or the next 2.5 years, or 2-3 years, or the next year. It's one or the other. Yeah. Yeah. It's more than that. It's about $1,100 a week. Well, it's $780 in rent plus rates plus utilities plus $250 a week in utilities. No, I've got a breakdown. I've got a copies of all the bills. I have them back. It's like another $400 a month. $400 bills and utilities. Not quite back, yeah.